This will be Mr. Egelin's fifth trip to Darfur since taking over as UN Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator in 2003. In an interview with VOA, Mr. Egelin described Darfur's humanitarian conditions.
It's a dramatic situation that we see unfolding yet again in Darfur. We have no security, neither for the civilian population whom we want to protect and assist, nor for our own people on the ground. We've lost too many colleagues' life. We've lost too many vehicles. We had too many trucks looted. It is really unsustainable for us maintaining this lifeline for 3 million people.
Darfur's latest surge of violence and chaos has erupted despite the signing of a peace deal between the Sudanese government and one rebel group earlier this year. Egeland points out that only one of several rebel groups signed the deal, which led to new fighting in the region. Add to that mix new offensives by the Sudanese government and their proxy Arab militias known as the Janjaweed. Egeland is quick to say that all sides, rebel groups, government forces, and the Janjaweed, are to blame for the worsening humanitarian situation.
It's not good guys and bad guys, black and white. It's shades of gray and black that we're facing here. The government have imposed many restrictions, including now of late on American NGOs and American aid workers. Even the French NGO was just banned from large part of the country, and I could go on and on. But I would assume that we have lost more vehicles in carjackings to the rebels than to any other group.
As Egelin puts it, every armed group in Darfur is now specializing in the abuse of civilians and making relief workers' jobs nearly impossible to carry out. With the situation so chaotic, Egelin says a new political effort is needed to work on modifying the Darfur peace agreement to make it acceptable to all combatants. The other key to stabilizing Darfur, he says, is the deployment of UN peacekeepers, something Khartoum has repeatedly refused to allow.
I think long-term the only solution is an integrated peacekeeping force that has enough resources, enough soldiers, enough police people, enough civilians employees to do the same thing as we've done successfully in large parts of the Congo, which was equally bad or worse only a few years ago.
Egelin says in the short term, the international community must bolster the beleaguered African Union force of about 7,000 troops and observers in Darfur with continued aid packages. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Washington.